going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Let's talk about tram stamps for a second, because the rumor is they're making their big debut, and that scares the hell out of me.
They're making their comeback, because what, they were popular, what, in like the early 90s?
No,
late 90s, early 1000s.
Okay, like Y2K. Early Y2K.
Couple girls senior high school went away for spring break, Myrtle Beach, came back with tram stamps.
So,
and they were hot. But they were hot, but they're probably regretting it now. You know what I mean?
Well, not so fast, because there is something buzzing around the Gen Z culture.
Oh, no.
That tramp stamps are now trendy again, and these quote unquote trashy tattoos are now a form of empowerment when it comes to the Gen Z culture, which I don't.
Who told them that?
They told themselves.
They make up their own rules, which is hilarious. Listen, do you have any tattoos?
I do.
He's got tattoos. Do. Show them.
They are under my shirt.
Let me see.
Oh my!
I'm not taking my shirt off.
Okay, nobody's. We don't say take it off. Just give us a sneak peek.
Where is it?
What is it though?
They're right here on my chest.
Oh wow, that's a big. Oh, it's a kite.
Not a kite. It's the Broncos logo on this side. And the Deathly Hallows symbol on the other.
Right. You're one of those guys. You put the sports team, you tattoo it.
The sports team was going to be a matching one with my dad before he passed. So I still went through with it.
You're an ass. You're the worst person ever.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry. That makes
what it is.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think that's special.
I'm glad you got to it before I could.
You know, it never fails.
I did ask you before, because you're wearing a Broncos shirt today, yep. And then we were talking about the NFL draft tonight, yep. And I was like, what's with the Broncos thing? And you're like, my dad, you know.
He grew up in Colorado.
Yeah, huge Broncos.
Yeah.
So the legacy lives on. We'll come back to.
We should circle back.
So the women are reclaiming this negative stereotype of like the whole trashiness of the tramp stamp. You know what kind of pisses me off is that Gen Z will take something that, like, we've done, it's overplayed, and they'll bring it back like they invented it. Like, for example, I don't know, mom jeans, they love, like, the butterfly clips.
I'm a huge,
and all this stuff.
Listen, I love the mom jeans. I think on some women, it is a sexy look. The baggy pants around the waist, hanging off a little bit. I think it looks good on some people. I don't mind the baggy pants.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening right now and you have a tramp stamp, do you regret it? We'd love to hear from you. Or do you want to get one? The lower back tramp stamp.
So I know people who have tramp stamps, and a lot of them have got them removed. This was before they knew that Gen Z thought they were cool. But it brings me to my next point, because speaking of tattoos and regrets, you and I do not have tattoos.
Not yet.
Joe does. We don't have tattoos. You keep saying not yet. I would put a lot of money on it that you will never get one.
You've seen me with tattoos. You know that I look good with them.
You getting ink box, you know, wet and stick to your skin, it's not it. It's not it.
Yeah, but they last 2 weeks.
They last like 10 days. So
they
close,
last
though.
Like 2 weeks. These last like my lifetime.
A lifetime.
I know, but I want to see how it looks on me. And everybody that I've come in contact with says I look cool.
Yeah, I did the ink box one.
It's flaking off.
I did the ink box one before I got my first tattoo.
Okay.
To see, okay, do I like it? And I applied it.
Could you get used to this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went and got the permanent one.
Yeah, that's why I do it. Am I too old to do it?
No.
Thank you.
My dad got tattoos until he was almost 50.
I'm going to go against Joe's dad and say you're too old.
No, it's not that I'm too old. I'm scared because if I do it, I'm going to get in trouble from my dad.
No, you will. You'll get an ass whooping.
I mean, I got yelled at. I didn't tell my mom. She saw a picture because my sister sent a picture of me in the tattoo chair.
Which one did you get first? The Broncos?
The Harry Potter one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, those of you that still have a lot of respect for your parents, I don't want to get in trouble.
Shifting gears with the whole like tattoos and regret, Pete Davidson is deciding to get his tattoos removed because, quote, "I used to be a drug addict and I was a sad person. I felt ugly and like I needed to be covered up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with tattoos, but mine, when I look at them, I remember a sad person that was very unsure." When I think of like something like that, I bring myself to the closest thing I can relate to is maybe like a song. If I hear a song, it brings me back to a moment in my life, whether it be a heartbreak or high school or things of that nature. And then I can just turn off the song. You can't take off the tattoo unless you get it removed, which sounds excruciating.
It does. You know, and it looks good on certain people. Like my ex-girlfriend before I left Rochester had no tattoos. And when I came back 12 years later, it's like all the animals from Seneca Park Zoo are now tattooed on her body. And she's a beautiful woman. I mean, with her job, she covers it up nicely. And I don't care. I mean, you do you. I'm just saying it's a lot of tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. She's greeting you at the Rochester airport. You can't see one inch of her skin.
But I think I would be able to pull it off nicely. I just want something that's more meaningful.
You're
I don't want to put anything in my body.
Gonna send it.
You know what I mean? I want something that makes sense. Like maybe a little tiny lawnmower on my inner thigh.
A lawnmower on your inner thigh.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Not a walking one, though. Like a riding lawnmower.
Oh, we should definitely workshop that.
Yeah, we should definitely workshop that.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm just imagining him having a push mower on.
And he just shaves that one spot.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.